This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Don't forget, a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of where you're working, what you're doing, or how you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the new website for the program. Take advantage of the different things that we have over there. You can also listen to the live stream over there, and the show plays on a loop over and over and over again, renews every 4 hours all day long till the next news show. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, the president.
So what,
yep, go ahead.
Yeah, so his list of people that he's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a. Let me say this. A.G. Barr, he's obviously. Trump is still pretty angry with him because of. He wanted some things to come out before the election, with spying on his campaign, and that hasn't happened. But I think what necessarily is some of what is going on there is because John Ratcliffe over at DNI is trying to release some more documents, because remember, Trump said, you know, declassify whatever it is that needs to be declassified. But the one person that appears to be holding up some of the release of these is Gina Haspel at CIA. And the reason that she's kind of in a pivotal position on all of this is because of John Brennan and John Brennan's conspiring with James Comey. So that is, I think, what is holding up more documents coming out, is really Gina Haspel. Now, whether Trump fires her or not, we don't know, because there's also chatter that she was considering resigning to retire anyway. And that has been part of the chatter. Now, Asper is in a little bit of trouble because of all of the active military, you know, having to be sent into the streets to do it, all the protests and all of that one, and the Lafayette Square St. John's Church thing. So there's some interesting things that are happening, and one that didn't get any press was that last week Trump signed an executive order. And the executive order, it's an interesting one, because it is packaged to be that it's easier to make it easier to terminate
federal workers.
Deep staters. Deep staters.
Yep.
Those that, you know, and like career officials.
Yep.
So that may be setting the table for what may come as a result of his reelection.
Okay. Now, the other thing is the Senate limited debate yesterday with a vote that they took. They have 30 hours now. They have to wait to vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett, her nomination. It'll be sometime Monday night, sometime tonight. Don't know the exact time, but it's got to be 30 hours before they can consider it.
Well, that's called cloture. When it comes to debate, that's the term that they use is cloture. And so they're going to limit the debate. They have the votes. I think the votes is 51-48. Now there's a big brouhaha on whether they would have Vice President Pence presiding over this or not. You're not going to get Senator Collins. She's a no.
Yep.
But Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is a yes.
Yep. And Romney said he was going to vote for her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Democrat from, where is he, West Virginia, Joe Manchin, he seems to be the more reasonable one in the Democrats, but he is still going to vote no.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens, and it is what it is, so they say. By the way, five staffers close to Vice President Pence tested positive for coronavirus. He himself had a test sometime yesterday. The results were negative, so the vice president will maintain his campaign schedule.
Yeah, there's a big brouhaha about him being out on the campaign trail when people among his staff have tested positive, and he has said that not only have I tested negative, I'm considered an essential employee.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could be, too, that he has, we don't know this because I don't think anybody's asked him the question, but he may have been given some of these therapeutic.
Hydroxychloroquine or something?
Yeah, we don't know that. But, mm-hmm. Something tells me that is possible.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back more, we're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, AOC told old Joe Biden he better do something or else. Don't know what the all says. And she's not sure that she's going to support Nancy for Speaker if Nancy is still up for being ahead of the Congress. We'll figure all that out when we come back. Life goes on. It's a Monday morning. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness company, and they have various products there that you can go take a look at by going to their website, balanceofnature.com. You can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, I use a product called Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Try the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Throw that into your initial order over there. Save 35% at balanceofnature.com by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, AOC has told Joe Biden in no uncertain terms that Bernie Sanders must be on a Biden cabinet.
Okay.
So if he's appeasing the left, and I haven't heard him say anything to that, have you?
You know, if you rely on anything coming out of the Biden campaign, you do so at your own peril. The second thing is, if you rely on anything coming out of Pelosi's mouth, you do so at your own peril. When it comes to AOC, she does drop little clues, but let's also remember there are a couple operations behind her. Political action committees and
yep.
pretty nefarious people that are really successful at primarying some of these members of Congress that are up for re-election.
Yep.
So you have to consider her words carefully and tactically. What this is really saying here is that Pelosi's in trouble. She's in trouble because she's got, part of her caucus is mad because she's not cooperating on all these negotiations with Steve Mnuchin. Then they're angry because, the caucus itself is split. You got the Congressional Black Caucus, you've got the Green crowd, the AOC crowd. So you have that going on. It's remarkable to you that you got the Speaker of the House third in line to the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not spoken. It's now been a year and a week, I think, or maybe 2 weeks to President Trump at all. Not at all. Not mm-hmm. one word. Not mm-hmm. by phone. Not in person. Not in a meeting. Nothing. Now, you can't run a government that way.
Nope. But she doesn't care. Now, here's the other thing. Senator Ron Johnson yesterday said Joe Biden's been caught in repeated lies over and over again, including the Biden Incorporated get-rich-cash scheme that Hunter had. But the former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday accidentally claimed he was involved in voter fraud.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And then he tried to, I think he kind of sort of caught himself, but he really didn't get out of that one because the deal with the oil and gas comments about fracking, when he was in Pennsylvania, he did a number of interviews on TV stations, and they couldn't wait to ask him about that. And he got mad. He got mad at him for asking him the questions.
Yeah.
But they asked him. He didn't. I don't know what kind of an answer he gave him. But anyway. All right. We got a call coming in here. I think this is from our favorite question asker. Is this Backgammon Bob? Backgammon Bob?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, go ahead.
Say something.
Yeah. I dropped my phone by a second. Anyway. Wanted to ask you, is AOC up for re-election this election?
All the congressmen are up for re-election.
Every 2 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What about Pelosi? Is she, she is too, isn't she?
She's also up for re-election as Speaker. Yep. Mm-hmm. If right. they retain control.
What is her chances? And the other thing is there any new news on the investigation into the, Hunter and Joe. Okay, that's it.
All right, well, Pelosi's up for re-election. She's going to get re-elected. There's no way in hell the competitor's going to beat her out there. This just isn't going to happen. And if the Democrats win control of the House again, she's going to have somebody running against her. We don't know who it's going to be, but somebody will run against Nancy, won't they?
Yeah, and then if the Republicans, take back control, which I think they only need 17 seats to do so.
Yep.
Then all things go back over to Kevin McCarthy.
Correct. And he'd be a great speaker. Now, as far as the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden investigation, I think we're kind of in limbo with that.
I don't think we're in limbo at all.
Well, there's an investigation going on, but we're not hearing anything, nor should
we,
probably.
There's several of them. Mm-hmm. There's several of them. Mm-hmm. Because, remember, we have this Bob Alinsky character that was supposed to go before Senator Ron Johnson's committee last week, and he kind of got usurped on that because the FBI wanted him. I would necessarily argue, why didn't the FBI go after him, months ago? Because he clearly wasn't a surprise to them. if they've had the laptop, because they've got all the emails and the text messages and whatnot. But anyway, so you have some component of the FBI doing whatever it is that the FBI is doing or not doing. You got Senator Ron Johnson on the Senate side, and I guarantee you that the subsection of the House Oversight, the Jim Jordan types, you know, they're going down their path too, and don't eliminate what work that maybe Devin Nunes could be doing. So the Department of Justice is, you know, they're probably doing their part. A lot of this comes out of the Southern District of New York, by the way.
Yes.
It hasn't gone away by a long stretch. And I would be, you know, don't be surprised at what Rudy Giuliani is going to come up with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about him for a minute, because yesterday Rudy Giuliani was involved in a Jewish rally for Donald Trump, and he was on his way. He got pelted with eggs and rocks and this, that, and the other, and the Jewish rally folks got hit with the same scenario, plus some people actually beat some of the people up, the Jewish people up. The cops stepped in, made a few arrests, but still, I mean, really, unbelievable.
Well, that's de Blasio's New York now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mayor de Blasio. And by the way, a police officer came on his car, yeah, and he said something about, you know, supported Trump. And
no, he just said say Trump 2020, and he did, finally did.
Yeah.
And then he got suspended.
Yep, he did, and I think that's going to be an interesting little case when the union takes it in front of the gang there, so to speak. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Facebook, which is up to their old stuff again. Facebook is tightening the rules on election content in case of unrest. If anybody puts anything out there about the possibility of unrest, or there's going to be this, or there's going to be that, they're more than likely going to get blocked or banned, one or the other.
I don't know what they're, I have to see if I can't dig a little deeper to see what kind of measures they're actually going to take going into the election and on the other side of the election. So I'm not really quite ready to...
Okay.
You know, try and describe that one yet.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. So it's going to be a busy day, and we'll have a new Supreme Court justice when we talk tomorrow. All righty. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And Eric says, while all these investigations are channelizing, if President Trump is not reelected, it's all over, never to see the light of day again. Well, you're right, Eric. You're absolutely right. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stop playing politics with a COVID vaccine. That's the message from Vice President Mike Pence to his opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. He tells Fox News that calling into question any coronavirus vaccine produced under President Trump is playing politics with people's lives.
We're not going to distribute a coronavirus vaccine until the FDA, independent board, independent evaluation all say that it's safe and effective for the American people. So to have Kamala Harris three times in a row refused to say that she would take a vaccine that was produced under the Trump administration. In our own vice presidential debate, to say that she wouldn't trust a vaccine from the president.
Last month, Biden had questioned whether a vaccine that had been rushed through the approval process would be safe and effective against the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. You can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more about what it is they do and how they do it. And we'll tell you where the campuses are right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard in Tampa Bay. Now, you can find out more by calling them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one's the closest to you to get to. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. See what they do. Find out what's involved. Talk to some students. Talk to some teachers. And you'll know that it's a great career decision on your part. Now, if you're struggling in the job that you're in, if you're coming out of the military, you're looking for something to do, if you're out of a job, this is the way you can do it. Now, if you're a veteran, your veterans benefits, more than likely 9/11 to current, will take care of this. If you've got the pre-9/11 veterans benefits. You might have to see whether or not you qualify or if you have any benefits left. If not, then you can get a student loan just like anybody else would, and away you go. And it's not that difficult to pay the student loan with the kind of money you're going to make right off the bat, because you're going to start at around $60,000 a year, and you have the very real possibility to make a lot more money than that by just applying yourself, working the overtime that you can get. And by the way, if you want to go overseas, you can make a six-figure salary from day one just by being overseas. Now, let's start out with what's going on in Israel right now. Israelis have uncovered another tunnel from Gaza, a pretty good-sized tunnel. And, of course, they blew the tunnel up and they filled it up like they normally do after they did that. And they also conducted airstrikes in Syria on locations that they were being targeted from when it came to what was going on in the Middle East with the targets coming in their direction. By the way, in Colombia, violence is rising in certain regions of Colombia following the peace negotiations with the FARC back in 2016. A power vacuum was created in the country. And since the FARC has no longer got a presence there, currently the actors of the Gulf clan, known as the Yurabanos, the Autodefensas, Guadanistas, the Colombia, AGC, the ELN, the EPL, and a range of dissidents that the FARC cells did not participate in with the negotiations. Now, this is getting serious because there have been a number of attacks, 29% increase in violence against civilians in that country, Colombia, so people need to be paying attention to what's going on there, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons. Now, the North Korean regime leaves a lot to be desired, and ever since the debate, the North Korean regime has been attacked by both President Trump and Joe Biden, for various reasons. Now, they just rolled out a new ICMB during the nighttime parade in Pyongyang, showing their offensive power and their might. So that's got everybody concerned, if you will. By the way, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the U.S. is approving the arms sale to Taiwan was violating agreements signed in the 1970s that established diplomatic relations between the two countries. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't think so, based on what I know, but then again, I don't know all the facts pertaining to that. I just know the basics. Now, in South Korea, the brand new drones, the Golden Hawk drones that were sold to South Korea, an oil leak was found in one of them. Now, this obviously is a defect in the newly acquired Global Hawk drone, and they're going to have to get this rectified real quick because they've ordered several of them. Now, the Army has announced a $190 million project to expand its training area in southern Germany, even as the Pentagon moves forward with plans to withdraw troops from the country. So here we are going to spend $190 million to expand our training area in southern Germany when it might wind up being the training area for the Germans, I guess. Now, military working dog handlers in Iraq have now set up a walking blood bank for their four-legged partners who help secure the bases, hunt explosives, and assist in combat missions, such as the raid that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi last year when a service dog, military dog, actually chased Baghdadi into a tunnel. Remember that? And then he detonated the explosive device that he had on him. Also, Americans can't risk alienating allies in the new era of great power competition, which will require strengthening military partnerships in a global defense chain aimed at maintaining an asymmetric advantage over China and Russia, so says the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, not to be forgotten about, Pentagon IT leaders have spent the week insisting the Defense Department does not want to build its own 5G network after a controversial request for information to trouble lawmakers, including most recently the House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is urging the Trump administration to ensure that continued assistance is provided to the Lebanese people and action is taken to prevent taxpayer dollars from benefiting Hezbollah, the terrorist organization, or corrupt nonprofits in the region, because Hezbollah actually controls what goes on in Lebanon. Now, federal employees are paid on average 23.1% less than their private sector counterparts, according to calculations released by the Federal Salary Council at their October meeting. I don't know if that means they're all going to get a pay raise or what. And the U.S. allies in Europe and Canada have increased defense funding for a sixth straight consecutive year, but most of them will still fail to achieve a NATO spending ambition by the target date of 2024, according to the new figures being discussed by defense members on Thursday. We don't know if that's true or not. That's just a report that's coming from the Associated Press. And I'll tell you right now, that is not a credible source when it comes to certain things. This is one of them. China, by the way, has closed the gap, according to Australia's Lowy Institute think tank. And neither Beijing or Washington is destined to dominate the region, as the balance of power in Asia is shifting to China as they gain more on the U.S. Turkey is sticking to its demands, by the way, that the U.S. transfer missile technology and share production for any future missile defense deal following Ankara's purchase of a Russian system that's alarmed NATO partners. Well, we've offered to buy that system from them, and they said no. I believe that's the SB-400 system that they got from Russia. And we'll see how that all plays out. Let me quickly go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Dave in Arapahoe, Florida.
What's up?
Well, what you've quoted with the pay for the government employees.
Yep.
The being 21% less than the average outside.
23.1. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Do they separate the military from that, or is it just everybody?
I believe it's just the federal employees, not the military. So hey, I got to take a break here, but thanks for your call, Dave. All right. We'll see if we can get an answer for that, because we've got Chris Markowski coming up. And we'll see where we go with that. Now, in the meantime, I will be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia, and right now she is out there in the horse stable with her husband Don, getting everything all prepared and ready for the day, taking care of those horses that they stable there, and they're up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah goes out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100. Guaranteed, when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. I know that for a fact because it happened to me when I had to get my windshield replaced about 3 weeks ago. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, truck, or van that you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in Florida, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Meanwhile, a premium quality windshield and $100 will be yours when you mention me, the captain, and get that windshield taken care of. Phone number 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All right. On the phone, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Now, new claims for unemployment benefits tumbled by much more than expected last week, and the Department of Labor said that. In the meantime, the previous week's level was revised down by some 56,000, so they did better there. Now, what's going on here? Is the economy picking up as it appears to be?
Well, I would caution against really looking too deeply into those numbers. You do run into a scenario where you're no longer counted as being employed if you stop looking for work altogether. And we're going to start seeing some of that because in certain areas, I mean, you know, if you are an actor, an actress in New York City or you know, work on Broadway, you probably stop looking for work in many respects because you can't find work because the businesses aren't opening up. So again, at this point in time, the jobs numbers, I think we've hit a bit of a wall. You're going to see some ebbs and flows. I think that the parts of the country that have opened up, you're going to continue to see improvement there. But there's only so much you can do in some of these states that have this perpetual lockdown type of a scenario. Not fully locked down, but it's almost, you know, halfway there. And it, without a doubt, it's problematic.
Now, Joe Biden over the weekend told a group of Wall Street supporters, including some donors, big donors that he had, that he couldn't wait to raise taxes and get rid of the Trump tax cut.
I've been saying that all along. I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, again, Barack Obama, when he ran, told everyone he wanted to raise taxes due to fairness. I mean, this is part of what they do. It's going to be a disaster in a much bigger way than people fail to understand, especially if they take away some of the deductions in regards to 401ks and savings and change how that works. A lot of businesses out there are just not going to even bother doing it anymore. I do like to remind everybody, because they used to use that number, people making over $400,000 a year. Man, those are a lot of small business owners that file a subchapter S and LLCs that fall into that realm. This is not going to do anything to aid in regards to the wealth disparity here in the United States, the earnings disparity. It's not. Those people that are making hundreds of millions to billions of dollars, they're not getting paid cash. They're getting paid stock. And nothing in Joe Biden's plan is going to do anything about that.
Now, if we hear a report like we did over the weekend that federal employees get 23.1% less than their civilian counterparts, does that include the military when they say that? Do you know?
Oh, when you're talking about, yes, and how public workers get paid more?
Less than their civilian counterparts.
No, that's not true. Then those numbers are incorrect. No, the
average, I always thought it was more.
The average government, that's just not true. The average government worker gets paid more than somebody in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was the case because of the benefit program they got.
Well, that's a part of it, but you get a lot of people, you get certain jobs in government and you work your way up to the top. I mean, they make some pretty significant salaries.
Well, it was an Associated Press story, so that might explain a lot of it,
okay.
Right?
No, I have to look at that. They're twisting some numbers there because that's not accurate.
Now, I got to ask you about Nancy. Nancy came out and said the coronavirus stimulus agreement could happen this week.
Oh, jeez. Again, it's Groundhog Day. Same day, new day. Same story, new day, same story. I mean, they always said that they're working on this. What could you possibly be working on? I mean, again, this is classic government. Let's just talk and talk and talk and talk some more. You're not working on anything. Crying out loud, it's just a joke. Stop wasting our time.
Well, the political pundits are saying that the Dems need it to help their undercard candidates down at the bottom of the barrel because they are going to get hosed because their constituents are saying, look, we need this, and you're not doing it, and we know she's blocking it.
Yeah, I think some of the polls are showing that the blame is falling with her. And, again, call it stimulus. I wish you would call it something else. How about, aid for people that have been
need it. Aid for people that need it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You know, that's more like it. I don't think the economy needs to inject more steroids into it. We need to have organic growth, not fake growth. Mm-hmm. But you need to help people out that are out of work because they're no fault of their own.
Now, economist Stephen Moore has said our third quarter GDP will double the U.S. record from 30% to 35%. What do you think?
Supposed to be a pretty big bounce back, but obviously we're coming off some massive lows that we obviously saw earlier in the year. So obviously you have that greater opportunity for growth. So, yeah, I think we'll probably be a pretty good print on this number.
Okay, now up there where you're at, New York's Governor Cuomo has said, and this is a quote from him, legalizing marijuana in New York could very well help close the state's massive deficit.
I mean, they've been talking about that for a while. They've also been talking about, you know, gambling and sports gambling. It's kind of funny. Here in New York, they have all these companies now that do the sports gambling, and I'm not a gambler, but you have to go to New Jersey for the app to work and for you to place your bets. And no joke, it's kind of sad, but people go to New Jersey to drive in New Jersey, go across the bridge just to place bets where it's not legal in New York to do that. So, again, there's lots of ways that governments can go ahead and generate revenue.
How about the Indian casinos that they have up there around Oneida, New York, and there's another one somewhere down southwest of Buffalo and the one up in the Canadian border? Is it legal there?
I don't know if they feel allowed to do sports gambling. I know that they're casinos that are on reservations. There's a few of them in the state. There's also in Connecticut. But it's not like the system that they have now where people are, you know, doing all of this gambling on sports and parlays, different games, all these apps that they have out there that have become so popular. We see them when you watch football games, and they advertise all over the place. But for people to think that, legalizing marijuana is some sort of cure-all for your state's budgetary issues, it hasn't been all over the country. It hasn't. What turns out happening, Matt, is that, you know, oftentimes the taxes that they put on these products make the prices more expensive than the products that they were getting from their dealer before. So they're not going to, they don't go out and buy the government pot. Mm-hmm. Marijuana is basically quasi-legal now to some degree in the sense that they don't do anything about it. In New York City, you know, it's not even a crime. They don't even offer, you know, bench tickets or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're caught smoking in the streets. So if the government's going to start selling it and make it more expensive, why would people go to buy that?
Last question. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is probably going to be a Supreme Court justice by the end of the evening tonight. Do you think the stock market will react accordingly?
I think it's probably already priced into the sauce. You know what I'm saying? I think that people are automatically assuming that it's going to happen anyway. So I don't think you'll see much movement based upon that.
Okay. Well, we'll find out tomorrow morning, though, won't we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day. Here comes the music, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things he's got going on. In the meantime, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast will be with me right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.